أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسين. The same ayah that we read yesterday, in which Allah Ta'ala had commanded that all that Bani Israel who disobeyed and broke the command of Allah Ta'ala with regard to the fishing on the day of Saturday, Allah commanded them, كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ, that become monkeys and humiliated and disgraced monkeys. With regard to this transformation, ulama explained there are three types of transformations that take place. One is حَقِيقِي, in actual reality, in completeness. Like, for example, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meat that was in the house and a beggar came and they did not give it to the beggar, Allah Ta'ala changed it into stone, actual stone, complete transformation. It was meat, but Allah changed it into stone, and Allah's Qudrat is above everything. The second is what is called this transformation suri, the outward form changes, which happened to the Bani Israel, this people of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, in his time, that their outward forms were changed into monkeys, and they were still inside, they were still human beings. They had the brains of a human being, they had everything, reasoning, understanding, everything which a human being has, they had, but their outward forms were changed into monkeys. And the proof of that is when the people who were stopping them from transgressing and breaking the laws and of Allah Ta'ala, when they told them, we warned you, didn't we warn you, they shook their heads in admission that yes, they understood, they still had that understanding. But now their outward forms were changed, that was suri. And the third type of transformation that takes place is called ma'anawi, that is the inner qualities change. Those very same people, already from before, the transformation of the qualities had taken place already. That is, that a person has, for example, the quality of being kind, then Allah changes it into being unkind. A person has a quality of being humble, Allah changes it into pride. A person has the quality of knowledge, and Allah takes that knowledge away and he becomes like an ignorant person again. So this type of changing had already taken place in the Bani Israel from before. And this type of changing is taking place all the time. On the day of Qiyamah, people will be raised according to their conditions. That is, they won't have human forms, but they will have whatever a person has got, for example, greed in him. He will wake up like a dog. A person who has got dirt and filth in him will wake up like a pig. The outside forms will be like that. And for whom Allah wanted to, Allah showed these forms in this world. It is famous of Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, from the drops of water he could make out what type of gunas this person had committed. The same about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. They could see that already. And people were just inside, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, it is famous of him, that in midday, when the sun was shining bright, he was walking with a lantern on the streets of Baghdad. People asked him, Junaid, what's happening? You just, when the sun is shining so bright and you walking with a lantern, he said, I'm looking for a human being. He said, then who are all these people here? He says, I see them all as animals. I don't see a human being. That is the qualities of animals. And each one, whatever animal instinct is more within a person, like that, that person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah. So this transformation is a serious thing, it is a reality, and this year in the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, it was witnessed by thousands and thousands of people. They saw how those people were transformed into monkeys. And not that long ago, in Madinatul Munawwara, a person who came, a Shia, And na'uzu billah, he spoke very ill of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in front of the Rawdah and Mubarak. When he returned home, he had turned into a monkey. And afterwards his own son showed some people that also he had to keep him in a cage. And he was like a monkey. Allah had transformed him into the form of a monkey. So these are all very dangerous things, and all this is because of one's gunas and transgression. And when they become in quantity also to that level, and moreover the types of terrible gunas that we commit, like speaking ill of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speaking ill of the Sahaba, and Allah Ta'ala, and those gunas go to their limit, then Allah Ta'ala shows this in this world already. So in this ayat, there are great lessons for us to learn that we must be very careful with regard to the gunas that we commit. A person should save himself totally from guna. We are human beings, we do falter. Immediately tawbah a person should make and humble himself in front of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, if Allah Ta'ala shows and takes his gives his punishment, a person stands no chance whatsoever in front of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah guide us, save us from gunas, give us the tawfiq to make tawbah regularly. Subhanallah.